So the learning today should be a schos ilah nishmas adiras tchaver chaim elozah ben shimshon aryeh, as well as a schos for an ilah neshama for Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Nachum ben Tzion. Should also be a schos for fuah shleima for chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka chaim Dov ben Menorachol chaim Leah b'shein Derachon Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are starting a new topic today on page 446, the topic of derech, and we're going to talk now about being on the road. And especially for those who may be driving to around a lot, delivering cars, picking up cars, returning cars. So very important to know halachas about, not halachas, but more insight about being on the road. And those with employees that have cars driving all over the place, that they should pass this advice along to them as well. So Zakta Peliyotz, Amru Chazal, Kol HaDrachim Mecheska Sakana. You have to assume that all roads have danger. And we know that a person should not put himself in a makam sakana. Maybe they will not do a nace for him. So he says just being on the road, traveling itself, includes a sakana, involves a sakana, and you need even if you're going to require some sort of assist from Shemayim, it's going to reduce your tzchusim. He says, besides the physical danger on the road, the biggest issue with being on the road is that it's almost impossible to properly serve Hashem and to avoid other prohibitions. So we know, and this is more so, this is one of those areas where it's more so true today than even in the days of the Peleoids, because nowadays, when you travel, you have issues with minyanim, you have issues with kashrus, you have issues with finding time to learn, even if you don't go away, if your spouse goes away, it becomes problematic to sometimes to keep it up. And therefore, and there's many, many taivas that we have out on the road. There's casinos and there's clubs and there's other things that entice us. And so we have so many new yetzaharas and new very good, and new obstacles that we have to overcome nowadays. Yeah, it becomes very challenging. And because of this, they said, praiseworthy is someone who stays at home. Right? A play on the words. There are many problems that come to people traveling. They live a life of tsar. So to quote from a pasuk in Tehillim, I'm sorry, from Yirmiyahu, that essentially they're exposed to the elements. But the point is that traveling a lot drains your life. It takes years off your life. We know just from being what do we call it? The Tzvish, Yehuda, help me out. Travel logged. What's it called?
Traveling.
No, log. What's it called when you have you're exhausted because of travel? What's the word?
Jet lag.
Jet lag. Oh, travel log. Jet lag. I'm sorry.
Travel log is what the IRS wants of you when they audit
right.
you.
Exactly. Jet lag, right? So we all know this. We experience this as jet lag and we feel worn out and tired. And he says that the more you travel, the more it's going to affect you physically. That traveling drains a person's strength and shortens his days and years. So when a person is forced to travel, because let's say Nebuch, he needs the money, so he constantly has he has issues to encounter. He encounters issues along the way. He says, and especially those people who go from place to place, city to city, in order to collect money, they have a real detriment. So he's talking now about the collectors. He says, people who are traveling to collect, he says, after all their hard work and toil, he says, there's places, you know, you show up in a community and you expect, oh, I'm coming from Eretz Yisrael to America, America, the land of milk and honey, the gold and silver flowing in the streets, everyone's wealthy over there. I'm going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to be able to pay for all three chasanas of my kids. And you come and you show up in a shul and you walk out with 18 bucks. And there's a lot of humiliation involved in that. And then you have places you show up and the community itself is poor. And they basically pay enough, you know, Purim night when the kids go out and they collect enough just to cover the limo. Sometimes you go to a community and all you collected is basically your travel expenses. They don't have any more money to give to him. And if they give him even something small, it took a lot out of them just to give that small gift. He says the poor person on the recipient, it's not their fault, but he ends up with a lot of shame and disgrace and humiliation, and yet a very small amount of help. And sometimes after he walks around, after going around crying, so to speak, for many years, leaving his family exposed during his absence. Right? At the end, you're on your way to the airport, going home. Finally, you collect it. And then what happens? You get robbed on the way there. Yaksara, you can end up coming home empty-handed, full of sadness and groaning, and you have this sorrow that's doubled and tripled, and quadrupled rather. Hopefully these dangers will not take your life. That it's equally possible that someone will kill you for the money. So the point is that there's a lot of risks that go into just traveling, even if it's something in this example that someone needs to do. The same example could be said for someone who travels for business, not to collect, but he travels for business. Someone travels because of a procedure. Someone travels because he wants to see his kids or he wants to see his parents. You have a similar risk involved. There's always these risks involved that your luggage will get lost, you'll encounter some situation, there might be an accident, right? Things can happen. And so we have to recognize that, and just that should be part of the cheshbon that we take into account. Lachin, therefore, Misha Yeshloi Mayach, someone who has a brain in his skull, I like that term. La Yelech Bedrachim Ko'ele, should not go out on these types of trips. Im Loisha Kanashem Gadol, unless you made a name for yourself. He says, in this case, only a small, you have a reputation so that. Going traveling a small amount will make you a large amount of money. But if not for this, everyone who goes out, everyone who travels out to collect, ends up regretful on the back end. And the truth is that someone who takes this type of path is depressed and embittered. And they don't have any hope of ever returning home with money. They go from one pitfall to the next. Hashem should give atonement to them. So the idea is that travel, it seems like it's a lot of fun. And we see people that do it a lot, but we should know that it takes years off of our lives, that the physical component does impact a person long term, as well as the fact that it prevents a person from being able to do his avodas Hashem properly, and that sometimes you need it. Sometimes you do have to go on vacation, but it shouldn't be something that we look at and we say, "I wish I was a guy who was traveling all the time," because that's not going to be conducive for a person to be able to properly perform avodas Hashem. As he says here, many people that set out to do it and they have to do it end up regretting the decision that they made to do it in the first place, because they realize that as much as it might seem like fun, at the end of the day, it takes a lot out of a person mentally and physically.